I'm doing well, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. So tell me about this new organization here in town and what you're all about.
Well, Stellion Life is what it is a mentor and outreach group for young men between the age of 13 and 18. And what we're about is, quite simply, we're about the teachings of Jesus Christ. We're about showing young men who may have had some run-ins with or made some bad decisions in their life up to this point, about showing them what that obligation is that Christ has placed on us as men in our community, what the obligation is that he has placed on us with our families, and walking that out with them.
How did you come up with the name? I guess give us some background on Salient Life and what it means, and I guess the meaning behind the name.
Well, the meaning behind the name is, if you think about, we were all young at some point.
Do you remember yours? I'm not sure. I can't remember mine.
Well, I'm getting to that point where it's starting to fade a little bit, but I can remember most of it. don't tell my kids that.
Yeah, really.
I'm old. But you know, we all have this dream of just living this standout life, right? We want to exceed. We want to move forward with leaps and bounds, and that's what saliency is. That's what being salient means. The actual term of being salient is to stand out conspicuously. And as a young man, we all had that. And the young men that my heart is chasing, that we're chasing are these young men. You know, that dream of standing out may have been diminished because of some choices they've made. Maybe they have a family situation that keeps them from, you know, that has diminished it. Maybe there's some dysfunction in their life. Maybe there's been drug use in their past, criminal history. So they're kind of carrying that around. So they're not having that dream of being salient, and their future is not as bright as some of the more fortunate kids in our community. So that's what Salient Life is about now, is trying to rekindle that spark in their life that, you know what, hey, let's leave it behind. Let's move forward. Let's continue that path of a salient life. Stand out. Be conspicuous and stand out in a positive way. And that's where the name Salient Life came from.
Unfortunately, I think society tells us that once you go to the deep, dark, bad places in your life, that you're always going to be there. And I think what you're trying to say is that there is a way out.
That's exactly right. You know, if you take me for example, you know, I am, and I say this, the analogy is, you know, statistically speaking, based on my socioeconomic background as a child, the dysfunction in my life that I've dealt with, you know, and I say again, this is jokingly speaking, but you know, statistically, I should be cooking meth somewhere in a trailer park. You know.
Yeah.
But you know, what decisions do we make to overcome that? You know, and we're not stuck in this life. Our life is what we make of it. And the way we do that is by opening up and becoming part of our society and being, you know, surrounding yourself with good quality friends, with good quality men that are you know, living it out. Living out Christ's teachings, that understand those obligations, and I was fortunate to have a couple men in my life coming up that, you know, just through brief mentorship saw something in me and encouraged me. And if it wasn't for that brief mentorship or that brief encouragement, who knows where I would be? And that's what we want to offer these young men, is to let them know, hey, we're here for you. We want to help you. You're not, you know, your past does not define you. Today defines you. And that's what we want to tell them. And Salient Life, I think, is a great opportunity to let young men do that. Let me tell you a little bit about the program more. It's actually three pillars to it. We want to do Christian-based mentorship. We want to set these young men up with men who and live transparent lives and have a transparent relationship, you know, with them. And secondly, you know, I'm not ignorant to the fact that we have to have practical skills to survive in life. So we also have a section of life skills training that we will be providing these young men. You know, what does it look like to do a family budget? What does a job resume look like? What are the expectations? How do we handle stress, you know, stress management and anger management issues in real-world situations in adult life? So we're going to be working through some things like that. So that's the second tier, our pillar. And then the third pillar of this is, you know, how are we impacting our community? Is our community, is it being positively impacted by us as citizens, as men? So we're looking for outreach opportunities. So these young men, what they're going to have to do from deck plate up to the shiny gloss, they're going to have to build a program or a project that identifies an issue in our community. And we hope to bring in some mentors, some business leaders, some civic leaders to help mentor and guide them through the entrepreneurial skills, or provide the entrepreneurial guidance that they need to move forward with these projects. So that's the three parts of Salient Life.
Mm-hmm.
Who's invited? Well, I'll tell you who's invited. Any young man that can use a positive male role model in his life. And that's exactly what we're about. If you are at least a bit stirred to have that influence in your life, a positive influence in your life, that's the young men we want. For single moms out there, yeah, if you have a young man that's in your household that needs guidance, we're there for you. For the probation officers and the youth services employees, if you have young men in your caseload that need somebody, we're here for you. That's what Salient Life is about. Now, here's the other thing: mentors. We need mentors. We want solid men from this community. We want men who are willing to stand up and say, "Hey, you know what? I see a young man in need, and in Rutherford County, that's not going to happen on my watch." So that's who we need. We need solid mentors to come in who are willing to make a commitment to changing our county one young man at a time.
So, Chris, is there a lot of one-on-one here, or is it kind of group, or do you really know at this point?
Well, it's a little bit of both. There's going to be relationships that are formed. There's going to be certain young men that come in that have something in common with one of our mentors that they may not have in common with another. And they may form a solid relationship, and that's great. But here's the goal of Salient Life is that when a young man comes in, that they have an opportunity to have an instant network. Because you know, as an adult, as a man, we have a network of men that we deal with on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we have a buddy who's good with electronics, and we call them when our computer crashes. We have a guy who might be a plumber. We call him when our toilet gets stopped up. You know, so that's what we're doing with these young men is we're building them a network of men that they can reach out to and say, hey, you know, John, I know that you're great with math, and I need some help with math. Or, hey, Bob, I know that you're pretty good with resolving, you know, personal issues, and I got a personal issue with this guy. Or, hey, Jim, I know that you dealt with addiction in your past, and, you know, I'm dealing with addiction temptation. So it kind of takes the strong suit of the group collectively and applies it to every young man in the group.
Chris Conklin is joining us today as we talk about Salient Life, a new group here in Rutherford County, salientlife.org, and we're going to put that on our podcast section of the website as well, so you can have an easy click through to find it. Chris, you know, we hear the term at-risk youth a lot, you know, and I've got a 13-year-old, and, you know, we've had kind of a tough week this week. You know, we're trying to feel our way through. But, you know, I told him that you have two parents who really love you, who are going to be here for you. In many cases, these at-risk youth, they may have a mom who's just trying to work to keep it together, and maybe they're the oldest and they're two younger kids, and there's so many responsibilities on these teens. And I feel like that seems to be more of a society norm than my kids' two-parent family, you know, and that's where our teens are being left behind. That's kind of the gap you want to bridge.
And that is, you know, I'm a strong believer in that a man in our society has an obligation. We have obligation as men. We must impact our society in a positive way. And who's training our young men to do that? Who is? No one.
Right.
You know, unless you have unless you're very fortunate, as you said, the anomaly in society, and have the two-parent home and a solid man in your life to teach you the ropes and that's showing you what it looks like to live out, be passionate about your family and be passionate about your wife and be passionate about your life. You don't have that. So that's where what we're trying to do is just say, hey, guys, you know, this is what God has put on us as men. And, you know, Brian, if you think about it, you know, over the past generations, if you look at the home life, and just take away the divorce rate and the broken homes and the dysfunction and the drug use and all of those things, we have given away our responsibility as men in our communities, in our homes. And we place more and more responsibility on our wives, and we place, you know, more and more responsibility on other people, and we put the blame on other people. And as a man, I think it's time that we start taking it back. And we start not only taking it back as men, but understand that we have a responsibility to train up our next generation of men to take it back.
Well,
I
was just going to say, the Bible teaches that the men are the ones that are responsible in the first place.
Yes, that's exactly right, and that's what we want to do, is train young men to take back the responsibility of leading their families. We have that God-given obligation, and that's what we're going to teach young men. And you know, and I think it's a great place to start here in Rutherford County, is to mobilize the men who feel the same way in Rutherford County, to say, hey, as I said earlier, not on my watch. We're going to make this happen. We're going to be about Jesus. We're going to be about God. We're going to be about living, you know, morally, and we're going to give young men the practical, the emotional, the spiritual tools to lead their families and to lead their communities. And when we start doing that, we will see a drastic change for the positive in our community.
Chris, society kind of teaches us the opposite of what you're saying here, though. I mean, society, doesn't really want to recognize the ups and downs that occur in life. You know, we only want to talk about the positive things and just don't deal with or sweep under the rug the bad things. And I think that's kind of gotten us into part of the problem we're in.
And you're right, Brian. And I would say it's a fair bet to say that you and I both in our professional lives aren't exactly breaking the bank. we're not exactly, you know, and we have, I'm sure we have financial struggles in our life and hard financial decisions to make that we struggle with. I'm pretty safe that you said you have children and a wife at home.
Right.
That there's some days that you just are thinking, my wife doesn't like me.
And the feeling's mutual some days too.
Exactly. But, you know, we struggle. We've all struggled with possible addiction in our past. Whether that might be sex, pornography, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, whatever that addiction may look like. We've all struggled with insecurities. We've all struggled with, maybe I'm not good enough, or maybe so-and-so knows more than I do. That's why he's more successful. So we're carrying around all this baggage, and we're hiding it. And our society tells us that we need to hide it because we're supposed to say, hey, you know what, as I say, it's all good, you know? And we don't need to do that. So what I'm saying is, when we live transparently with young men, we're able to show them that we are vulnerable. We experience the same issues, the same temptations, the same problems as anyone else. And that empowers young men to be able to say, "Hey, me too. I feel that way. And I." Can be successful as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how empowering is that for a young man who knows very little about life at this juncture and is climbing or scratching and to just make it through the day? So that's what we're looking at doing, is not hiding that stuff, letting the young men know that it's okay to have those feelings, because we all do, and empower them.
Chris Conklin, our guest. Chris, I want to give you the opportunity again to talk about how people can get involved in terms of, you know, moms or dads out there listening that may be saying, now, this is exactly what my 15 here could really use, or for those who are saying, you know, man, I'd love to be involved in this and try to help help young men here in our community. Maybe just speak to those two things here as we wrap up.
Well, first of all, what I would encourage you to do, you can check us out on the web. That's www.salientlife.org. And we have a contact, how to get involved. All the information is there. You can email me. You can call me. I have the numbers, a cell phone number, so it's always with me. You know, that's how you get involved. I'll give you my number real quick on the air. It's 615-692-2360. That's the best way to get involved. And if you're interested in getting involved, jump in there with us. Let's show these young men unconditional love and what it looks like to be a man in our county.
So
and that's a man who loves Christ.
I know there's been a lot of work here going into this to kind of put it all together and really a lot of prayer about this, but who knows where it could go and how it could branch out through this community.
You're exactly right. Just remember this: Rutherford County and Murfreesboro is a great community, and we have great men in this community. So let's, you know, if you're a man and you're interested in jumping in on this, come on. And if you know somebody that would be great for this, let's mobilize them and let's make a difference. Before I go, though, I want to let you know there's also an organization for young women that does very similar. Is very similar to Salient Life. That organization is called Girls Ranch. You can go to girlsranchtn.org and check them out. That's a great opportunity for young women who may be struggling with issues in their life to kind of walk it out too with some solid women in our community.
You know what? I think we have just maybe we're lighting a fire under a few people. You know, if there's one or two that hear this that want to get involved, or take this back to your church and talk to your church family about it, because this is a great way to be involved and have an impact on the future leaders of our country.
Yes, you're exactly right, and we are building these leaders. And as I said, Rutherford County and Murfreesboro is. Why not build the best leaders here? And who knows where they're going to come from? They can come from the juvenile court system, or they can come from the nicest house in Murfreesboro. We don't care. We just want good, solid men.
Chris, keep us updated on how things are going, and maybe we'll have a chance to talk to some of the mentors and maybe some of the young men coming through the program in the near future. That would be great. I want you to keep in contact with me, and anytime you've got something to pass along, we'll be sure to do that, okay?
Well, I appreciate your time this morning, and you all have a blessed day, and thank you for your support.
You too, Chris. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Chris Conklin joining us. SalientLife.org is where you can find it online. www.salientlife.org. And we also have a link to it. Also, all of the contact information in the podcast section of our website. That's WGNSradio.com.
This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee.